This is Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith, one verse at a time. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy with this week's devotional. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and consider sharing it with a friend. Last week, we saw how imperative it is for believers to be truthful. See Ephesians 4, verse 25. We are to speak truth to one another in love so that we remain unified in the body of Christ. And immediately following this appeal, the Apostle Paul provides believers with a warning about anger toward others. Ephesians 4, verse 26 reads, "Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity." The first part of this verse is quoted from Psalm 4, verse 4, which reads, "Tremble and do not sin," where tremble can be translated agitated or perturbed. As we look around the world, we can see there is so much to be angry about. In many cases, our anger is justified when we observe horrific injustices and evil that cause a lot of harm to the innocent. It's worth noting in our verse today that Paul doesn't say, "Do not be angry," but he acknowledges that anger is legitimate, be angry, and may often be valid. However, we are not to sin in our anger. This is often the great struggle we have, where we allow our anger to boil over to the point that we start to lose control of our thoughts and actions. We want justice, and the temptation to take it into our own hands can be overwhelmingly powerful at times. Instead, we must allow God to handle these situations for us. Paul wrote in Romans 12, verse 19, "Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Here, Paul also referenced the Old Testament, specifically Deuteronomy 32, verse 35, as a source for this assertion. "The Lord will perfectly exact all necessary judgment, vengeance, and wrath in accord with His righteous character. We don't need to do it ourselves, nor are we allowed to. Instead, we're told in the next verse, 'But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in doing so you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.'" That's Romans 12, verses 20 through 21. In allowing God to be the sovereign judge of all matters, and in its place loving and forgiving our enemies, see Matthew 5, verse 44, we then do not give the devil an opportunity. As we have all experienced, when our anger goes uncontrolled and we allow it to build, our thoughts become corrupted, and then we have opened the door for the enemy of our souls to trap us in sin. If left unchecked, it can certainly lead to life-altering decisions that are far outside God's desires. While we are allowed to be angry, it must be controlled, and we need to let go of it as quickly as possible. This is why Paul said, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger." How happy is our sleep when we are not writhing in anger through the night? Releasing our anger is not only a great way to honor God and allow Him to be judge and king, but it is also healthy and leads to a quieter soul, deeper rest, and ultimately more joy in our lives. We can rest assured that all unrighteousness will be wholly dealt with by the Lord at the appointed time. See 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. Letting go of anger can be incredibly difficult, and it may require committed, repeated prayer to release it, especially if the anger and hurt are deeply rooted. When we get angry, let's try to focus on being thankful that the Lord is patient and merciful with us when we stumble and sin, which often hurts others, and that without the saving grace of Christ, we too would be subject to His righteous anger. Praise God for His love and His forgiveness. Thank you so much for listening today. We do hope this message blessed you. Connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org and be sure to subscribe to the Truth Matters Church podcast on your favorite platform. Have a blessed day.